Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord. That's more important, Jesus' teaching, to do the will of God. His mother is blessed, of course, he's given him life. But more important, because she said her yes to the Lord. And we are all called in this way. We are born to be in the doing the will of God the Father. And Jesus gave her the example how our life should be. Jesus, all her life, especially the last 3 years in the ministry, he's poor, but he's at peace. Why? Because he's always said yes to God the Father. Even towards Calvary, carrying the cross, die on the cross, he still say his yes. And that his life is teaching us. Jesus didn't talk much about life, but he lived his life in this way. Always open his arm towards people. Always embracing the poor, the sick. Give them life. And today Jesus is doing the same way. And Jesus is also expecting we do the same as he does in the past. That means open our heart towards people. Of course, first of all, open our heart to the Lord. Whatever we do is his will. So that what we can live, what St. Paul says, today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me.